welcome everyone to another
Glory Hole edition of the Hour Bomb.
Glory Hole edition of the Hour Bomb.
What?
It's Heath's favorite hangout.
Really?
Wow.
He just puts his lips up to the hole and it puts whatever comes through in his mouth.
Wow. Wow.
Heath, I need you to go like this. Looks like you got some leftovers.
Yeah, right.
Were you eating a glazed donut before we came on the air?
Good grief.
Shots fired early this week.
Apparently.
Do we ever really stop?
Occasionally.
Not very often. I am your host.
The delusional Jason Albert.
Yeah. The one, the only. Fuck, I am so tired. I can't even do my normal thing.
I'm surprised you wanted to do a show tonight.
Huh?
I'm surprised you wanted to do this tonight.
On hindsight, I'm thinking I probably shouldn't have, because I'm just fucking exhausted.
You look like shit.
What did you do today?
Something Heath ate.
Yikes. Anyway, hold on, let me... once again, I'm your host, the first ever graduate of the Dave Melzer School of Recording. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, Heath may or may not love to suck cock. The one, the only, the man with the huge cock, the illustrious... Jason Halpert. Thank you. Joined by my partners in crime.
The big bad booty daddy!
That's right, the big Adrian Masters is here.
You know what, why not?
Yeah, you know what, thanks for being educated fans this week, we appreciate you.
Yes. And the jizz popper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath. Thank you.
Boo.
Thank you. Oh, you're too kind.
You're the Hour Bomb.
Thank you. I accept you.
What'd you say?
You're the Eva Marie of the Hour Bomb.
He does have the biggest boobs on the show.
True.
Yeah. Anyway, no, I don't know. I'm just fucking tired. We followed in, me and the wife followed in you guys' footsteps. No, we didn't have sex.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we did, but...
I did tonight.
Not like you guys. Anyway, you guys had sex together.
No, I had sex with my girlfriend before I came over here.
Oh, okay. I'm waving hi to your girlfriend right now, Lefty.
Aww.
Hey, yo.
I know that's not nice.
Anyway, we decided to follow in you guys' footsteps and went to go see the new Avengers film last night.
Yeah?
Yeah, in good old IMAX 3D.
How was that for you?
What are you doing over there?
That look like the plug.
Making sure the plug-in didn't go out.
Oh, yeah, I'd appreciate that, because
we would not want to go off the air suddenly.
Yeah, we'd lose the mixer.
We lose Beanbags in the chat, and Lord knows
Beanbags is in the chat.
Yes, he is.
We need to keep him around.
Anyway, we went to go see Avengers in the good old IMAX 3D last night.
What did you think of the movie, Jason? I want to see if you had... what you thought.
Well, I don't know who all... I don't know if Beanbags has seen it yet. So I don't want to say too much. And I don't want to piss someone off when they download this and be like, what the fuck? However, it was really fucking good.
Oh, yes.
I don't have...
My only gripe with the movie, and I like the movie a whole lot, was I felt it was too fast-paced.
Yeah, it seemed like it just jumped right into conflict.
And it never stopped.
Well, yeah, but that's not necessarily a bad thing.
I don't know. I felt this movie could use another 20 minutes of in between time and some of the stuff just to allow for some more development, maybe.
Possibly.
That was my only gripe, and that's it.
Beanbags, as we turn up the volume.
Yo! We got.
Oh. Yeah, 1994.
Yes, there he is in the chat. Also, Jason,
what?
We have a dead wrestling organization in the chat.
What the fuck?
We have Ted Turner's WCW live in the chat right now.
Wow.
Hold on. Let's see if I got something to commemorate this.
Uh-oh. Let's hear it. Come on. I know you got something up your sleeve.
Oh, I always
do. You always do.
Nice.
Wow, there we go. This is for Ted Turner's WCW.
You know what? I guess I bet you if you played that for wrestling fans now, more of them would be able to name that than if you played the current Impact theme song.
You're right.
Yeah.
You are correct. Beanbags asked we turn up the volume on Mixler, so I hope it's working now.
Okay.
So, anywho, you're right. It seemed like they went right into conflict, and it never fucking stopped. Now, it's an Avengers movie, and they got a whole shit ton of stuff they got to get through, and they don't want us to be there for 4 hours. So, I understand. But I thought it was really good. I enjoy the one-liners. I tell you what, it made more sense seeing Avengers 2 than it did when I saw the first Avengers.
Well, you've had a bunch more movies to get to know the characters more. That helps out a lot.
Well, the other thing, too, is that when me and my wife went to go see the Avengers movie years ago, we'd only seen the Iron Man movies. We didn't see Captain America or Thor or Hulk.
Okay.
We were kind of confused.
Yeah, there was some in-between stuff that you might have missed in there.
Yeah, the whole, Captain America being frozen, that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm not going to lie, I'm not a huge comic book guy. I'm not going to pretend to be a comic book guy. I really don't. I don't know why we're so quiet.
I don't know either. I mean, we're doing everything we normally do.
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Bow, 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 bow.
I'm noticing, like, my levels on here are not coming through right, and I don't know why.
So,
hold on. We're going to pause. Just, we're going to pause recording. Hold on.
Pause recording?
Oh, no, it's going to let me pause recording, but it's not going to let me adjust my...
Gotta love technical difficulties.
All right. I think I know what I'm going to do. All right. So I'm going to stop this recording.
Yes.
All right. So this will be the second part of the show.
Okay. Gotcha.
Round two.
I wonder if it's just me. No, everything seems like it's coming in really fucking quiet, and I don't know why. What about now?
I don't know.
I don't know. That one. Okay. Hold on.
He can hear us, but it's really quiet.
Okay. What about now? That should be more normal. Okay. So, let me get Skype going now.
Ted Turner's WCW says it's better.
I don't know what's going on with this thing, why we're having issues.
Business is about to pick up.
Yeah.
Right. Beanbag says, there you go. All right, so we're good.
Good. We got the beanbags.
Mark Seduce and says we're now too loud.
He says we're fucking loud.
Mark, stop being black.
Should I call a cell phone again?
No. Just call his Skype number.
I was going to say, don't forget to plug him in. Whoa, we got feedback.
Yeah, I'm working on that. Let's see. We want that to go there. Okay. All right. He still hasn't picked up yet. Okay, let's put him there. Now we're just waiting for him to pick up. It's going to go to a cell phone if he doesn't pick up. That's,
yeah,
I know.
That's funny. All right, so now let's drop that down just a hair. There we go.
Do, 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 do.
You're not ringing. Sure I am.
He's calling you.
All right, so let's try this again. Oops, I don't have enough Skype credit. Oh.
Whoops.
Ow, I don't know what was happening there. That got really loud all of a sudden.
Hold on a second.
Okay, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, all right, good.
Cool. All right. Yay.
Who, I don't know, someone's sharing a line with him.
Okay.
Oh, it's you. Okay. You and him are sharing the same.
Me and Mark are sharing the same line?
Yes.
Okay. That's right. Okay. I'm the most black person on the show that isn't Mark, so.
Wow.
You know what? You know what? You know what?
to the left, to the right, to the right, to the front, to the front, to the back, to the back. Now slide, slide, baby, slide. Anyway, so how you been, Mark?
I was in that music video.
Whatever.
All right.
Anyway, so how you been, buddy?
I've been good.
That's good.
Can't complain. I worked all weekend, so it is what it is.
Can you put to rest the rumors that you were helping to burn down Baltimore?
Yes.
All right, good. All right.
Good. Anyway.
Was a rumor started by Kyle Robinson, by the way.
Of course it was, because, you know, Kyle didn't wash his white sheet today.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Okay, now we're really
instead,
fucking
he shaved his mustache really thin, so it
Kyle
really
actually doesn't own any white sheets. They're just called kind of like a light brown color now, because, well, he sleeps naked and there's a lot of mess.
You know how Kyle Robinson says hi? He just puts a hand in the air and doesn't wave.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
Our bomb after dark.
So, Mark, yeah. have you seen the new Avengers movie?
Why is my volume going up? I'm sitting there watching my recording volume change.
No, I've worked all weekend.
He just said he worked all weekend.
Well, I didn't fucking listen to him.
So, no, he hasn't had time to watch the new movie yet. But you are going to watch it, right?
Of course. I'm going to go there, like, at the end of this week. I've worked all week.
Okay, cool.
All right, man.
It's right, no spoilers.
Well. So we won't ruin anything for you.
Yeah, we won't tell you about the scene, you know, where this one guy and this one gal, they were, you know, in the city, and then all of a sudden there was, like, these explosions.
And I won't tell you about Iron Man dying.
I can't believe Thanos fucking killed Thor.
I know, that was crazy, too.
You motherfuckers, we're going to hang up now. Anyway, so back to what I was saying. So we went and saw that, and we saw it really fucking late last night, and then we came home, and, well, we had, you know, sex, and... And it was pretty good. And at least I was good. And
wow.
And we got to bed pretty fucking late last night. And then we got up early today. And then we went to our local Six Flags amusement park. And
yeah, how was that today?
It wasn't too bad. Crowds were good.
Because I thought they had the marathon there today.
Well, they did, but...
By the way, one of our friends was in it.
Yes, I saw that.
Yep.
But it wasn't bad. You know, so that's why I'm just really tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how the hell you guys been?
Been pretty good. Can't complain.
You know, the other day living the dream, holding it down for the man.
This is a dream?
Oh, yeah.
Been playing Dragon Age.
Is it an American dream?
It is a African dream. It is a Keem.
Okay. I was going to say.
The embodiment of the continent of Africa is a white dude. Who used to be the one-man gang.
Wow.
So how you been, Mark?
I guess I've been good, you know. That's work. I went to last week's Yankees-Mets game. It was pretty good.
Go Mets?
It couldn't have been that good. It was the Mets and Yankees.
Well, the Mets lost, so that's a plus.
Yeah, there you go.
And they still have the best record in the National League, though.
I don't think so, buddy.
They might.
Is it St. Louis? I don't think so.
St. Louis has the best record in baseball.
I'm checking.
We're sitting there 18-6, bud.
18-6?
We finished the month of April with the best record in baseball.
That's a damn lie. The Mets have the best record in baseball.
I'm checking your guys' stats right now to see which one of you is
wrong. You know who's the shocker? It's fucking Houston. They've won, like, 10 straight.
Yeah, it's kind of a shock. Houston, they're supposed to suck.
The New York Mets are 16-10. The Dodgers are 16-8. And the Cardinals are 18-6. So suck it, Mark.
Yeah, well,
check the American League.
We are a half a game ahead of Houston because they have played one more game than us.
Ha, suck it, Mark.
And they're 18-7.
Well, you know, no.
Best record in baseball.
I'm not a Mets fan, so it doesn't really matter. I'm an American leaguer. I'm a Yankee fan.
He's a Patriots fan.
Fuck you.
How about those Jets, Mark? How about those Jets?
He had a good draft.
Hey, they got Zach Stacy out of the deal.
When haven't the Jets had a good draft? Put together more than 4 wins in a season, then maybe we can talk, huh?
Well, we... Well, you know what? Fuck you. We just got... hey, how about them Blues?
You know what? Point made, Mark. Point made.
We're used to it. We don't pretend that the Blues are excellent. We know they're good during the season when the playoffs come. And they'll bow out in the first round.
Like, you know, an obituary.
Hey, the Blackhawks bowed out in the first round, and so did the Red Wings.
And the Red Wings were the most surprising one. I didn't think they would lose like that.
So, well, since we're talking about sports for once. So, the draft. The Rams picked up a running back. Our current running back, Zach Stacy, tweeted, yikes.
Yeah, I saw that. That was funny.
Then said he was going to ask for his release or his trade. So the Rams granted that to the Jets. Then he's like, oh, shit, that's not what I meant. I was just kidding, guys. Not really, but.
No, seriously, he probably said that. Really, the Jets? Fuck.
Yeah, he's like, God damn it. I should have took my chances.
FML.
Yeah.
Look, new coaching, knew everything, so it should be different. And I think it might be best because... Well, they just have Stephen Ridley, but I think he was hurt a little bit, and you know, so I think it might have been a good pickup.
I heard something about there was a boxing match last night that, like, half America couldn't watch.
Fuck that boxing match.
Mark's a big fan of
Mayweather. I don't even watch boxing.
Mark's a big Mayweather supporter.
You can go to hell.
So you're into the domestic violence, are we?
No, I'm not. I'm not. Nope. And that wasn't even a boxing match. It was like,
wow, I did not realize that the Cubs are in second place, Jason.
Oh yeah, they are. It's fucking scary. Cubs are in second place. Houston's in first place in their division. The fuck is going on with baseball?
And the Brewers are sucking.
They just fired their manager.
Did they really?
Yeah.
I did not see that.
I just saw it on Twitter. They fired their manager.
How bad is their record right now?
Starting out the season, they are 7-18.
Oh, my God.
With the worst record in baseball currently.
Wow.
The White Sox are a slight bit better at 8-14.
The fuck happened to the White Sox?
The Rangers are 8-16.
Jesus.
And the Phillies are 9-17.
Thank God. How are the Yankees doing?
Or Yankees are in first right
15
now.
15-9. We're in fifth place.
Whatever. Fuck them.
Anyway.
Currently, they're winning their game 8-5 against the Red Sox.
All right, hand out your ball cups, guys.
Yep.
All right, so we got Ted Turner's WCW in the chat.
Hey, ball cup.
We got Mark Jones, 2.
Ball cup.
As opposed to Mark Jones, 1. We got beanbags in the chat.
Ball cup.
I'm not sure what this
is. We got... Adrian Masters in the chat.
Ball cup with latex gloves on.
We have Jason Albert in the chat.
Ball cup.
Why do I get the latex gloves and he doesn't?
Remember, you got that growth.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough. Good point. We have PW Pop Paulie Jordan.
Hey, ball cup.
I think that's Crittin. That's not Paul Jordan. That's Crittin.
No, PW Pop is always Paul.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure Kevin Gurdon is Ted Turner's WCW.
Possibly.
But we'll don't know for sure.
I have a feeling if it's not Kevin Gurdon, I have an idea who it is. Hey, so before we really get going on the show.
Yes.
Who's got a smartphone handy?
I do.
Okay, let me be more specific. Who has a smartphone handy that has TuneIn Radio?
I do.
All right.
I do.
Both of you open up TuneIn Radio. I want to show you guys something I found.
Okay, going to it.
Wait, you might want to save that because I have to download the app.
Okay, never mind. Let's have Heath do it.
All right. So I'm supposing I'm searching for something?
Yes, I want you to search for something.
What am I searching for?
First off, I want you to search for your mom sucks.
Okay, next.
Okay.
I'm going to give found some pictures of Heath's mom over here.
Now, I need you to type in PW. All
right.
I put those pictures of Kyle's 2 moms.
Ayo. All right, type in PW.
Okay.
POP. What's that spell?
That spells PW Pop.
Are you finding anything on TuneIn right now?
Well, actually, I am.
Oh, heyo.
First two at the very top, PW Pop's NXT Takeover.
Hmm. We're on TuneIn Radio. You know what that means, guys?
We're on TuneIn Radio?
We are on TuneIn Radio.
Holy shit.
That means no one has an excuse to miss any show now.
That is right. Damn.
Now, I don't want anyone that's listening that's going to post anything. It's something I discovered. This is my Dave Meltzer coming in. May or may not have had a hand in this, and it may or may not be something that's bigger coming soon.
Okay.
How about that? That makes sense, guys?
Okay.
It wasn't left over from the TWR days. It used to be on. I believe it was on.
No, because that disappeared.
Yeah, our TWR feed disappeared. Go on.
Okay.
So, all right.
Cool.
Hey, Jason, how's the show work?
Well, I'm eating grapes right now, but here, you know what? Let's just throw the rule book out the window.
Okay.
We'll just talk.
No time limit tonight?
It's not necessarily no time limit. We don't have a lot to talk about.
It's going to be a short show this week.
I think so. But here's how the show works normally. I got a whole list I got to get through to these two
Unless
assholes.
Unless you want to play Cards Against Humanity.
I'm not against that.
Get it ready.
All right.
Never mind. So tonight it's Our Bomb Against Humanity number 3. We're going to play some Cards Against Humanity.
All right, let me...
Wade Barrett, your King of the Ring. We're going to have a pay-per-view in a couple weeks. It's probably going to suck. Vern Gagne died. Our Bomb's on Twitter, at the Our Bomb.
Yes, we are.
All right.
We going to do a quick Jizz Jam for them at least?
Oh, yeah, we'll get that in.
Oh, let's do that real quick.
Well, generally, when we play this, though, we make this replaces Jizz Jams. Because if he wins the game, then that counts.
Do you want to take your chances in Cards Against Humanity winning or Jizz Jams winning?
Ooh.
You have a better shot of winning Cards Against Humanity.
I know. I'm going to take the Cards Against Humanity. Gives you more time to really prep for the next Jizz Jams.
Okay, well, then we're going to play this for shits and giggles.
All right. Does everybody know the site Pretend Your XYZ thing? If you
yes,
don't, just Google
I'm on
it.
The site right now. Which box are we using? Which tech are we using?
Dude, seriously?
I usually use the link for the biggest blackest stick.
Hey, what's the link about me?
No, the biggest blackest mark, not the
average
size.
Smallest whitest.
Not the Michael
Jackson.
But that
would be about
penises.
Kyle.
The biggest blackest dick.
Okay. All right, so let me make a game here.
If anyone wants to play, you're more than welcome to.
Set.
Okay. All right, so anyway.
All right.
This is the Shits and Giggles edition of Jizz Jams. It's time for America's favorite game show. Not Jeopardy, not Price is Right, not Let's Make a Deal, but Jizz Jams.
Jizz Jams. We're getting ready to play Cards Against Humanity because I'm doing some other shit, so fuck off.
Here's how the game works. Well, there are no rules, so it's just for fun. All right. Are you ready for number one?
Yes, I am ready.
Okay. These were the first ones that, here we go. These were the ones that I pulled up at random.
Okay.
Really?
Yes, these were completely at random.
Can I go ahead and say
it? Oh, yeah.
Mankind.
Okay. Here is song number 2. Remember, these were...
It's like, yes, I actually did get one.
Completely random.
Cactus Jack.
That is actually just Mick Foley.
That is Mick Foley, you dumbass.
Oh, I can wonder what the third one is. I can't think.
Alright, guys. The game number is game number 26. The password is PW Pop.
Okay, hold on. Getting to it. Let's see. Trying to remember. Oh, yeah. I read the...
What game is it?
To the game.
The game number is 26.
There we go. Join. Password protected.
Enter PW Pop for the password.
Which game are you
looking for? Our Bomb Jason has joined the chat.
So anyway, back to the...
Which game are you looking for again?
Say what now?
which game you're looking for again.
26. If number you go 26. Up to a little search, you can just type in 26. All right, Heath, you want to take a guess what number 3 here is?
Okay, so is that Cactus Jack?
That's Cactus Jack.
Okay.
Of course, these were completely rigged because we're not really playing tonight. You really think I would boot up all three of Mick Foley's themes?
No.
Big A's game? Is that it?
Big A's game.
Where the fuck did you put those grapes?
Yeah, hold on.
Is Heath feeding you the grapes?
Sweet Heath and Jones have joined the game. If you guys are wanting to join the game with us, you just do a Google search for pretend you're XYZ.
XYZZY.
And then you'll join the... There's going to give you some options. You're going to pick the biggest, blackest stick. And then you got to agree to something. You pick a username. We're game number 26. And the password is PWPOP, all lowercase. I'm going to go ahead and start the game, though, and other people can join in as it happens.
We don't have long to play, but we'll play.
We'll play for an hour.
Why isn't that the theme song for Jake and Alario's show, since that's the name of the show? And that's the name of the song.
Is this their theme for their show?
All right.
No, but it should be, because it's the name of the show.
I never truly understood blank until I encountered blank.
Oh, nice. I'm the one that picks. Ha, 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 ha. All right, hold on. I'm going to... Okay, that's one-sided. Hey, there we go. Mark's on his own channel now.
Am I?
Yeah, I got you in the right one.
Okay, I got my two cards in.
I hope the other guys in the chat come and play, because that'd be fun.
Okay, I'm picking one, and I'm trying to pick the next one. Okay.
Beanbags.
You pick the card you want to play first, and then hit confirm selection, and then you pick the second card, and you hit confirm selection.
Apparently, Beanbags just got two Subway footlongs, and is going to eat both. You know, what I did once, instead of doing that, I just got a chicken breast sub, double the meat, double bacon, boom.
Did you want to get the most ridiculous sub of all time for Subway?
I never truly understood German dungeon porn until I encountered enormous Scandinavian women. Suicidal thoughts until I encountered Cal Robinson. And pulling out until an asymmetric boob job. Well, anything that's an insult on Kyle.
Damn it. I got this. Got to be Mark Jones.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Hold on. Why is it not letting me pick? What do I got?
It always does that.
You just highlight the one you want to pick.
It's not letting me.
I don't know what to tell you then.
Okay,
remember, you only pick one.
No. There you go.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
There it is.
All right, yeah, 1 point for Mark Jones.
Hey, as long as it's not Heath, I don't care.
All right, Mark Jones is picking this time.
How am I maintaining my relationship status?
How is Mark Jones maintaining his relationship status?
This should be interesting.
Yeah, we'll go that.
I think I have a shot with my card.
We'll go that one.
Okay.
The power of the dark side. Flavored condoms and Genghis Khan's DNA.
Let's see.
Wow.
I can see the power of the dark side.
You're going to pick that one? Good choice, Mark Jones. Good choice.
I hate you, Mark
Jones.
Damn it.
Is that Heath?
That was me.
Adrian, okay.
All right. Heath is the cards are here.
Blank. Bet you can't have just one.
All right.
Again, anybody that is in the chat room... By all means, join us in the game.
So, Heath, you going to read yours?
All right. Blank. Bet you can't have just one. My boyfriend's stupid penis.
Well, it is Heath. So
bitches. And pictures of boobs. I am going to go with
pictures of boobs. Again, good choice, Heath.
So what's the worst or the sub you were talking about?
I am the cards are. Option three, guys. What ended my last relationship? God, I'm scared.
What was the sub you were talking about?
The sub? I don't know. Whatever. Oh. Order. Tell him you want the feast with double meat.
Oh, God. Here you go.
All right. My choice. The primal ball-slapping sex your parents are having right now. Former President George W. Box. And taking off your shirt. Wow. Ugh. I guess that one was probably correct. So we're going to pick taking off my shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Hey, you know what? As long as Heath has no points, that's what matters.
Yeah, and today's soup is cream up blink. I had two of them come in really fast. Pabst Blue Ribbon, Neil Patrick Harris, and Dim Titties. You know, I do like, especially when the cream on Dim Titties is my cream on my wife's Dim Titties. So Dim Titties is your winner. God damn it.
Woohoo! Yeah! Finally on the board.
Good job, Heath.
Douche. You know, if more people in the chat room joined us in the game, that's a lot harder for me to actually win.
Jones, read your card.
In 1,000 years, when paper money is but a distant memory, blank will be our currency.
Yeah, I'll pick this one because it's kind of funny and I need to get rid of that card. It's kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Okay, in 1,000 years, when paper money is but a distant memory, Gwyneth Paltrow's opinions will be our currency.
God, I hope not.
A mopey zoo lion will be our currency.
And a whole lot of women.
A lot of women.
That's Heath.
I'm going to go with a whole lot of women.
Damn it.
Yeehaw.
Fuck you, Mark.
No, thanks.
All right, so Heath is picking now.
To prepare for his upcoming role, Daniel Day-Lewis immersed himself in the world of blank.
Oh, God.
Sure, we'll go that one.
Oh, God, I'm going to get shot for this.
All right. He immersed himself in the world of brown people. Ejaculating inside another man's wife and breaking out into song and dance.
No, I don't really know what the difference between those three is.
Wow.
And we're going with that one.
Yeah. All right,
I get to pick one here. What does Dick Cheney prefer?
Okay, why not? What's the game called? What do you mean, what's the game? Oh, are you trying to get in? It's
The game number is 26, and the password is PWPOP. It might say the Big A's game.
Adrian.
All right, my choices are, he prefers Lockjaw, he prefers a bot circumcision, or Patty Mayonnaise. Wasn't that the chick from Doug?
It was Doug's girlfriend.
It was Doug's girlfriend. Dick Cheney, he's a pedophile, so we're going to pick Patty Mayonnaise.
About fucking time.
There you go, Jason. You're on the board.
Oh, man.
Who's up? Oh, it's me again.
What's the next Happy Meal toy?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Let's see here.
God damn. I guess I'll pick that.
Ejaculating inside another man's wife would have been really good for this one.
It would have.
All right, so what is the next Happy Meal toy?
Treasures beyond your wildest dreams. Bathing in moon's blood and dancing around the ancient oak. And the tiger that killed my father.
Wow.
God, you guys are terrible. As much as I hate to do it, because I'm not sure who that is. That one won. Oh, good, it was Mark.
Aha.
I thought Treasures Behind Beyond Your Wildest Dreams had a shot.
No.
All right. Who's picking?
This is Mark Jones.
Yes. After the earthquake, Sean Penn brought Blink to the people of Haiti.
Sure, why not?
All right, sure, fine. We'll go with that one.
After the earthquake, Sean Penn brought warrior Nicolas Cage's face to the people of Haiti. Authentic Mexican cuisine to the people of Haiti. Sean Penn won that to the people of Haiti. Okay.
Was his background?
So, nobody wants Jean-Claude Van Damme anywhere.
Well, he could chop him up and feed him.
I'm going to say the Mexican cuisine.
Yeah, bitches.
Nice job, Mason.
Damn it.
Because nobody wants Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Jones is in a powerful lead of four, and we're all tied at two. All
right. It's morphin' time. Mastodon. Pterodactyl. Triceratops. Sabretooth tiger. Blank.
Oh, God, I got two really good ones.
And mind you, I am the one picking.
I love how people seem to forget about the Dragon Sword, though.
Dude, I love Power Rangers.
Okay, my choices are Jewish Fraternities, Dave Matthews Band, and Christopher Walken. This one is a no-brainer.
Yeah! God damn it.
Well, you know.
Christopher Walken. Because what he needs is more cowbell.
Alright, tonight on SNCC, are you afraid of blank? God, I got a couple good ones for this one, too. That's
I got a good one on this one. All right, Adrian.
All right. Are you afraid of quiche? Are you afraid of Roadhead? And the winner. Are you afraid of another goddamn vampire movie? Fuck.
Woohoo! That's right.
Well, Jason, I am afraid of another goddamn vampire movie.
Whatever. Shut up.
No, I'm not. I think for me.
The new Disney Channel original movie, Hannah Montana struggles with blank for the first time. God damn it. Oh, I've got a couple good ones that are good on this one.
I think I got the winner right here.
No clothes on, penis and vagina. Estrogen and demonic possession. No clothes on, penis and vagina wins.
Yes! I knew that one.
Oh, boy. Wow, this is fun.
Oh, this is great for Mark Jones. Yo mama's so fat, she blink.
Yeah, no, I wish Kyle Robinson wasn't on this.
I know.
I don't have anything. I have nothing that's good for this, so.
Yo mama's so fat, she yelling girl pounding doing a high kick. She Mrs. Luffalophagus. She freeing Willy. I'm going to take Mr. Snuffleupagus.
God damn it.
Woohoo!
Oh, shit. No, can I take that back?
Nope.
I wish
you
could.
Once you do, pick it. It's.
All right.
Beanbags has joined the game.
Yay, Beanbags.
All right. I am the cards are now. What did I bring back from Mexico? What did I bring back from Mexico?
I'm going to go with. That one. Well, you can't trust
anybody if you can't trust number one. Oh, that got really loud really fast.
Yeah, it sure did.
Let's turn that down a little bit.
And just waiting for Beanbags to choose, I'm sure.
Beanbags, pick your card, buddy.
All right. What did I bring back from Mexico?
Men.
Men. Cockfights. Running naked through a mall, pissing and shitting everywhere.
Wow.
And lactation.
Some
wow,
good choices,
these all
there.
Suck.
Yeah.
I'm going to say running naked through a mall, pissing and shitting everywhere.
Good choice. B-Megs wins. Yay.
All right. B-Megs already on the board.
And now he will be the Carzar, I believe.
All right. What's fun until it gets weird?
Oh. Hmm. Man. Two at a time, like a game where I could double it.
Yeah.
Hmm. I got two. I got two really good ones.
I have another one that would have been, but I'm saving it for someone else.
All right.
What's fun until it gets weird? The choices are goblins, pussy, dick fingers, and civilian casualties. They don't feel that way in Baltimore.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. I didn't hear anything from Mark. Are you still with us, buddy?
I'm here.
Okay.
All right, Mark.
Actually, he's like, you racist motherfucker.
Dear leader Kim Jong-un, our village praises your infinite wisdom with a humble offering of blank.
There we go.
You know, I think I have a card that's probably one of the worst things that could ever happen to you as a man.
Here we go.
Being black?
What, well, besides that? A humble offering of letting everyone down. A humble offering of a bleached asshole.
Wow.
A humble offering of Asians who aren't good at math. And a humble offering of Morpheus. Wow.
Kim Jong-un, do you want the red pill or the blue pill?
A humble offering of Asians who aren't good at math.
Wow.
Motherfucker!
Woohoo!
Boy.
What the hell are you doing?
Well, I mean, you know, it was the most racist card.
I'm now in the lead.
All right, this shit's got to stop. Blank good to the last drop. Yikes.
That card is horrible, but I guess I'll play it now.
I'm playing all the Desire video songs I got.
Are you?
I love the Desire videos when they were out.
I wasn't a big fan of a couple of them, but, I mean, some of them were okay.
I liked a lot of them.
You kind of annoyed me.
You kind of annoy me.
All right. Jason?
Filling a man's anus with concrete. The new Buffalo Chicken Dippers. Powerful thighs and flesh-eating bacteria. Oh, God. Filling a man's anus with concrete.
Yay! Is that not one of the most horrible things that could ever happen to you as a guy?
That would be.
That'd be wow.
Oh, hey, there's Nikki Bella's ass tattoo. Damn. All right.
All right. What did the U.S. airdrop to the children of Afghanistan?
Hmm. We'll go that route. Why not?
We'll go that route because why not?
Dude, I'm going to polish these off if you don't get
them
away from me.
Can you hand me those here? Send them here.
You had Jesus, goddammit. Heath is in charge of our snacks. Normally, he brings good stuff. Okay. What are the U.S. air... Okay, a hot mess. A micropenis. Actually getting shot for real and elderly Japanese men.
What the fuck? I was going to read it.
You got to let Mark read his own, man.
Sorry. Didn't know he could read.
Oh. That's me.
Asshole. Elderly Japanese.
God, woo! Mark,
thank you.
We're gonna have to rig this somehow.
All right, I'm the Carzar.
Woohoo! Goddamn,
woo!
I love blank.
Goddamn, I love blank. And if you have a blank card, now's a good time to play up to me on that one.
God damn. Well, for Heath, I tell you what, if you have a blank one, it says, I love cock. You could probably win that one.
All right. Whew. God damn. I love sneezing, farting, and coming at the same time. All you can, all you can eat shrimp for $4.99. Actually taking candy from a baby. And deflowering the princess. Question is, which princess?
Does it matter?
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
And deflowering the princess wins it on that one.
My grandfather worked his way up from nothing. When he came to this country, all he had was his shoes on his feet and blank.
There you go. Why not? Who's picking?
B-Max.
Ah, shit. My God. Have you guys seen the Nikki Bella ass tattoo?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I'd like
to. Oh, damn. That is a nice ass.
All right. The taint, the grundle, the fleshy fun bridge. A zero risk way to make $2,000 from home. And used panties. And some douche with an acoustic guitar.
This man don't work.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
All right, I'm the cards are.
Okay.
The class field trip was completely ruined by blank.
Okay, why not? Let's see.
If you have a blank card and play Jason Heath, you will win.
Remember last time we played and you're like, if you have a blank card and you put slaves on there, you'll win. And what did I have? A blank card that said slaves.
All right. So, completely ruined by changing a person's mind with logic and facts, shapeshifters, getting drive-by shot, and whipping it out. You know what? Getting drive-by shot, I think, is going
to
take it.
No, you might want to rethink that, Adrian.
You think so?
Yeah. I think the last one's probably the one you should pick.
I don't think that's what I want to pick.
But the other one could be Heath.
It could be. I'll take the chance, though.
God damn you.
It's not.
Okay, B-Max. Good. Is it me now? It is me. In an attempt to reach a wider audience, the Smithsonian Museum of Natural History has opened an interactive exhibit on blank. I wish A, it wasn't mine, and B, I would have had the card, because I have an interactive exhibit on pussy. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I said the word pussy. Menstrual rage, queefing, Judge Judy, and a gentle caress of the inner thigh. So are we caressing the inner thigh, or are we getting our inner thighs caressed?
Does it matter?
Kinda, well, maybe. If it's a big hairy fucker like Heath, I don't want that caressing my thigh.
Well, Jason, I mean, sometimes you just gotta take your chance with that. I mean, I think that one's better than all the other three, that's for sure.
It could be worse.
Hey!
There you go. I don't really want an interactive display on queefing.
who does? Hi. All right, Mark Jones, go ahead and read your own.
Make all it snappy.
Right. Hi, this is Jake McCallum. We noticed the $1,200 charge labeled blank. Can you explain?
Ha ha. No, I'm not a hopeless case.
Alright, sure, why not?
There you go.
Hi, this is Jeff McCallum. We noticed a $1,200 bill charge labeled Sniffing Glue. Friends with Benefits. Denzel. A robust mongoloid. Can you explain?
Well, Aaron, we've noticed a $1,200 charge labeled Friends with Benefits. Can you explain?
Well, I had a friend, and there were some benefits, so, you know.
I thought you had just watched Friends with Benefits over and over again.
Well, it's a movie I rented and forgot to take back, so.
Yeah, I don't know how you could explain sniffing glue.
Mm.
You spent $1,200 sniffing glue?
No, that's not what I meant at all.
If the glue was called Coke, then yes.
Glue's in quotation marks.
And I'm going to go with the Justin Timberlake movie.
Yeah.
Damn it.
It wasn't Heath. Still tied for the lead, though. I don't like that.
Yep. And we're halfway through the
hope.
Game. All right,
it's
the card czar.
12 points is what I put up for
this. This is okay. A pick two. Patient presents with blank. Likely a result of blank.
Oh my god. That's kind of wrong, but we'll just go with it.
Okay.
Jason.
Oh, we lost Ted Turner's WCW.
Aww. All right. So, patient presents with a giant powdery man baby, like the result of mom's new boyfriend.
Ew.
Presents a pile of squirming bodies, a result of when you fart and a little bit comes out. Presents with binging and purging. Likely result of assless chaps.
Aren't all chaps assless?
And presents with shaft. Likely a result of depression.
Shut your mouth.
Ugh.
You fuck my shaft.
Yeah. Oh.
I went with that one.
Yay! I take the lead.
Thank God.
Blank, it's a trap. Oh, yeah. This is true for most of the women I've known in my life.
Oh, God.
Are you speeding up the song in the background?
Do what?
Are you speeding up the song in the background?
No, I'm not touching anything.
Okay.
Except for myself, because that's fun.
Oh, look-see, it's a trap.
Of course.
Yeah.
The tiniest shred of evidence that God is real. It's a trap. Teaching a robot to love. It's a trap. And cuddling. It's a trap.
That probably is. That's kind of cool.
It is a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that B-Megs?
It was B-Megs, yes.
Okay.
And teaching a robot to love. All right. I went to the desert and ate peyote cactus. Turns out my spirit animal is blank.
I hope you like this one, Adrian.
I hope I do too.
Nothing wrong with me. I really like this song on with the echo kicking.
Yeah. Makes this almost sound live.
It almost does.
Turns out my spirit animal is a big black dick. My spirit animal is the Kool-Aid man. A spastic nerd. And hot people. I gotta pick the Kool-Aid man.
Oh, come on. No, you don't.
I do. The Kool-Aid man is my spirit animal.
A big black dick is your spirit animal.
No, it's not. I don't follow Mark Jones around.
Oh.
Hey,
B-Mags won on that
B-Mags.
One.
All right.
It wasn't Heath.
B-Mags.
Pick two.
That's right. I killed blank. How you ask? Blank.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Now entering the ring from wherever the fuck Taz is from, Taz!
Red Hook. In the Red Hook section of Brooklyn.
That's been a while. I forgot how much I like this version, or this intro, too.
Beat me if you can.
Commentate with me if you can. All right. That's right. I killed Blank, How You Ask Blank. A tiny horse with words. A Native American who solves crimes by going in the spirit world. Russian super tuberculosis. Oompa Loompas with the four arms of Vishnu. These are all terrible. A woman scorned with hands, chainsaws for hands. Mark, which one did you pick?
Woman scorned, chainsaws for hands.
Okay, we'll go with that one.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Thanks, dude. Yeah, I knew I could count on you.
None of them were good. I just wanted to make sure I didn't pick yours.
I don't mean to brag, but they call me the Michael Jordan of. Thanks, Tanae.
God damn it. Now I have a good card that would have went with that one, too, Jason. That's what sucks. One of my new cards, Jason, I'll let you know, I had a blank card.
Oh, God.
But I had, like, no people to play with it, so it would have sounded dumb no matter what I did with. I got Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, so I could have had fun with that if I'd gotten that.
Oh, yeah.
They call you the Michael Jordan of khakis?
No.
Are you Jim Harbaugh?
Of doing the right thing. A good sniff.
Michael Jordan of panty raids.
Oh, of course.
That's Lewis Skolnick from Revenge of the Nerds.
Hey, B-Mags is making a comeback in this game.
How many points is he up to?
Four.
I'm the greatest.
All right, I'm the card czar. In L.A. County Jail, word is you can trade 200 cigarettes for blank.
I wish anybody but Heath wasn't going to this.
Why?
Because I'm not going to admit he's anus.
That's a shame, Adrian.
I know.
All right. 200 cigarettes for my first period.
Raping and pillaging.
Raping, pillaging. A really cool hat. Tom Cruise.
Ooh.
God, these all suck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotta pick something or else it's gonna time out.
I'll go with that one.
Mark Jones has tied me. So a score update here just before we B and Mark Jones has 7 points. You and Heath have 6 points, and BMX has 4.
It was strict policy. First date dinner, second date kiss, third date blank.
Hey, you guys seen the movie The Other Guys, right?
Yeah, I saw that post. You're talking about the post I saw earlier, yeah.
That's,
First date dinner, second date kiss, third date sexual humiliation, third date my humps, third date destroying the evidence, and third date a bitch slap.
That had, Mark Wahlberg and, Will Ferrell. Okay, yeah. It's been a long time since I've seen that.
What will be next hit?
Yeah, that one doesn't sound cool like that.
No. BMX is selecting.
Back on the wolf pack.
Don't turn your back on the wolf pack.
You might wind up in a body bag.
Wait.
Did we lose BMX? Beanbags.
Snake.
Yep.
Oh, we lost .
All right, Adrian, what's your anti-drug?
What is my anti-drug?
Don't turn your back on the wolf pack. Don't turn your back on the wolf pack.
You might wind up in a body bag.
I think we lost beanbags. Well, if he just ate 2-foot-long subs, he's probably in the bathroom.
Could be.
Pooping 2-foot-long subs.
All right. So he's been taken out of the game, unfortunately.
All right.
My Andy joke is farting and walking away, beating Rosie O'Donnell and emotions.
I did not realize Jericho's WCW theme really was even flow without the words.
God damn it.
Woohoo!
So we are chasers and away. This season on Man vs. Wild, Bear Grylls must survive in the depths of the Amazon with only blank in his wits. If you have a blank card and you put Heat Zenas, you'll probably win this one.
Yeah, I'm saving that for something funnier. I picked this card on because I think it would be entertaining to watch that show, I most likely.
Beanbags is back. Her Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II. A powered exoskeleton and tweeting. Sure, why not? We'll go with that one. Her Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II.
Damn it. Yes.
Because actually that would be kind of funny to watch. Now listen up, Your Majesty. I need you to drink your piss. Excuse me.
You gotta drink the urine if you wanna fucking live out here, bitch.
Life's pretty tough in the fast lane. That's why I never leave the house without blank. Sure, we'll try that one.
I don't even know what this is, so I'll get rid of the card. Add a bomb.
Good guy, Adam Bomb.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
Ugh.
Magma.
What is magma?
Egg, baby. Egg.
You know when you're going down on your girlfriend, you open up her pussy and they kind of got like the white stuff in the vagina? That's
okay.
What smegma is.
Okay. I never leave home without that, for sure.
I want to leave home without that.
Yeah.
I'll be making a kick shot if you don't pick stuff.
Either that, it's either smegma or
this can of whoop
someone nutted in her, one of the two.
Okay. Can of whoop ass. Jason Albert is at 7 points.
Yes.
All right, I'm the card czar.
All right.
A romantic candlelit dinner would be incomplete without blank.
All
right, wow. A romantic candlelit dinner would be incomplete without Mufasa's death scene, menstruation, a whole new kind of porn, or a mating display.
Wow. Got your choice cut out for you here, Heath.
A whole new kind of porn.
You know, and there was a point in time where I was getting my ass...
I played the Disney card just so I'd hope Jason would pick it.
No, I was getting my ass kicked.
Yeah, no.
Let's see here. Well, what do you have to say for yourself, Casey? This is the third time you've been sent to the principal's office for blank. Yeah, why not?
All right, we'll go with that one.
Yeah, I'll do that one because I have no clue what that is.
You've been sent to the principal's office for chutzpah. You've been sent to the principal's office for sexual humiliation. Dropping a chandelier on your enemies and riding up the rope. And statistically validated stereotypes. The kind we're like to be asked by people they like fried chicken.
Oh, God, yeah.
Do you realize there's a three-way tie for first now?
Yes.
I miss Tennessee, and if I could make the world better by one thing, I would get rid of blank.
Sure. I wish I had a card and I could put Mark Jones.
Oh,
I would get rid of my homes, the Amish, my worthless son and hipsters. Oh, someone knows me too well because I fucking hate hipsters. Hey, he beanbags.
It's beanbags.
All right.
Make a haiku. This is draw two, pick three. Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
So how I draw?
Talking out their heads. I'm never understood. Damn, mouth is here. From words to actions, never knowing what they're about. I guess I'll have to chew them up and spit them out. And I said, I walk for miles inside this pit of danger.
Wow.
I forgot this was this is going to be really interesting.
I forgot this was on Reckless Intent.
Alright, hang on.
I'm walking on.
Yeah, this is why they give you a long time to be able to do this, because you have to pick three.
There you go, Jason.
Oh my god, alcoholism. Getting your dick stuck in a Chinese finger trap with another dick and third base. Stabbing the shit out of a Capri Sun, finding a skeleton, doo-doo. The blood of Christ, geese, Stalin. Teaching a girl how to hand job the penis, fucking her ass in front of a live studio.
That one was.
That one, hands down.
Wow.
Thank you.
That was good, Adrian.
Thank you.
Like, if that wasn't there, what would have been the next pick?
Oh my god. The alcoholism one.
All right. At least I had a decent chance.
What gives me
uncontrollable gas?
I walk for miles inside this pen of danger. You know, it's a shame I hate Batista. I like his music, but I hate Batista.
He hates you too.
I hate you too. I hate you, Batista.
I hate you too. Oh,
okay,
I hate
so
that.
What is the uncontrollable gas of Buffalo Fishhead? Land of Father, Commercialist Decay, the little engine that could, drinking responsibly. This shit's nasty. And I can't have the sense.
Hey,
Phoenix.
All right, I'm the card czar. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's blank.
Sure, why not?
I'm just throwing a card out there.
People are picking it pretty quick.
I spit in the face of people who don't want to be cool.
Hey, Carlito.
That's someone I missed, too.
Yes, Carlito Caribbean Cool. All right, maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's tasteful side boob. The female orgasm. Muzzy. Impotence. Oh, there's actually two decent ones there.
I mean, clearly muzzy, that's the pick.
I spit in the face of people who don't want to be cool. Yeah.
The female orgasm wins.
I'm surprised.
The female orgasm always wins.
Next one would have been the tasteful side boob.
This is the prime of my life. I'm young, hot, and full of blank. You better be cool. Señor Carlito. I'm still... Panda sex. The eight gay warlocks who dictate the rules of fashion. Wifely duties. And Britney Spears at 55.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm still surprised I never came up with the Carlito Caribbean Cooler. Available only at ShopZone.com.
Hey, you won that.
I did roll that, win that one.
And what did you bring for show and tell?
Oh, we'll go this one. Why not?
Jason Heath's cum sock might win this.
72.
Someone could be typing that out. There's still a card to be played here. Figuring out how to have sex with a dolphin, a rabies, and a bitch slap.
Now, little Johnny, what did you bring for show and tell? A bitch slap, bitch.
That wins.
Yeah.
Damn you. Fingering should have been the good one.
That's just wrong. That's like first grade students. You sick bastard.
I'm sorry, sir, but we don't allow blank at the country club.
God damn it, I had a good one for that one. Are we playing a 12?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. Count Chocula, a cartoon camel enjoying the smooth, refreshing taste of cigarette.
Waterboarding.
And a homoerotic volleyball montage. It's got to be the volleyball montage.
Woo!
Damn it, bitch.
I'm trying to catch up.
When I was a kid, I used to be
Eagles,
like,
they win.
What?
If anybody puts Eagles, they win.
When I was a kid, we used to play Cowboys and Blink.
And Cowboys would always lose.
I have nothing good for this one.
Yeah.
Cowboys and Cute Boys.
Cute Boys.
Jason, he doesn't
pick up. Virginia Tech Massacre. Neil Diamond's Greatest Hits.
We used to play Cowboys and Neil Diamond's Greatest Hits.
Can you guys still hear me?
Yeah, I can still hear you.
I just read the answers.
You what?
I read those answers.
Yeah, I know. I'm just mocking them.
Okay. I think the Trail of Tears was a real thing, so we missed out.
The Virginia Tech Massacre was a real thing. Neil Diamond's Greatest Hits is a real thing.
Cute Boys, well, they're not a real thing in this room.
Cowboys in the Trail of Tears. I don't think that was a real thing.
Are you
picking Virginia Tech Massacre?
Yeah.
God damn it. We have a winner.
I start winning rounds.
Jason, play your theme for winning.
Damn it. He would have went with the Trail of Tears.
You know what?
What?
I want to do something crazy here.
What? What are you doing that's crazy?
All right. We got a few minutes still, right, Jason?
Something like that.
All right.
That's how you play the game.
All right, I'm starting a new game. This one does not count for you, though, Heath, all right?
Okay.
I put in 30 blank cards.
Is that all we have?
We have two packs and 30 blank cards.
All right, and now the cards are right now. Help me, doctor. I've got blank in my butt.
How long
are
we playing?
Oh, god damn it. I had another card I should have played. Oh, god.
What are we playing to?
I put the same score. It doesn't matter. We'll just put whenever we're done. God damn it. I should have read all my cards first.
Fuck you.
All right. Help me, doctor. Help me, doctor. I've got landmines in my butt. Help me, doctor. I've got AIDS monkeys in my butt.
I don't understand what the difference between the first
I've
card and the
third card are.
I've got
anal fissures like you wouldn't believe. And help me, doctor. I've got Mark Jones in my butt.
What's the difference between Mark Jones and AIDS monkeys?
And B-Max played that one.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I went to dessert and ate peyote.
Desert.
It turns out my spirit animal was blank.
Here's the cards are. B-Max, okay.
Turns out my spirit animal is mutually assured destruction.
Gets from my
D's place. Nuts, American Gladiators, and Crystal Meth.
Yay, I'm on the board.
With
D's Nuts.
I am the card czar. What is the next superhero sidekick duo?
Pick two.
I swear to God, I wish I had a blank card I could play with this, because I have one card that says African Children. I make the other one say Mark Jones, too. Can't cancel that. This one's gonna be so wrong. So wrong.
Did you have a blank card?
I did, but I didn't play it. Right. I put two cards together that was a little bit better. Now, I could have probably played a different one. It would have been even funnier, but...
The next superhero sidekick duo, Batman and Masturbation, My Sex Life and Eighth Graders? Wow. The Clitoris and Smallpox Blanket. Twinkies and seeing things from Hitler's perspective. What the fuck, man?
They're all fucked up. But more specifically, that one.
Wow.
I was going to put Jason Heath in the
That would
have... Dude.
That would have won... Like, I wouldn't have even read them. I just would have been like, that wins.
Having the worst day ever. Hashtag blank. Oh, my God.
There you go, Jason. Because for you, that probably would be the worst day ever.
God. So move on out here and die like a fool. Wait, no, Mark Jones pick his card. There we go. Impotence. Jake Mullen beat you. Hate rape. And pretending to care. Does whoever put the Jake Mullen want to elaborate what the last word is?
It was supposed to be Jake Mullen butt sex, but...
Ooh. It's a toss-up between Jake Mullen butt sex and pretending to care. It's got to be that. Having the worst day ever. Hashtag Jake Mullen butt sex.
Damn it.
What was yours, Adrian?
Impotence.
Mine was pretending to care.
Yeah.
Would that not be, like, you found out, hey, I'm impotent? Oh, well, that's about worst day ever for me.
Yeah. I never truly understood Blink until I encountered Blink.
Is Mark Jones a cartoon on this?
He is.
Yes, he is.
Yes, I am.
Play the game, you're gonna be the same. You're gonna change your name, you're gonna die in flames.
Adrian's got the shitting grin on his face.
Okay. Alright, I never truly understood the English one true god and feeling kind of biting her butt. Rabies, African children. Public ridicule, useless. Tom Cruise, my collection of high-tech sex toys.
I never truly understood rabies until I encountered African children.
Wow.
That's not shifting. That's the winner.
Yay!
Heath with 0 points.
I know. I'm the card czar. Tonight, we will have sex. And afterwards, if you'd like, a little bit of blank.
Hmm.
All right. Tonight we will have sex. And afterwards, if you'd like a little bit of breastfeeding a 10-year-old, booby-trapping the house to foil burglars, a cartoon camel enjoying the smooth, refreshing taste of a cigarette, or making Jason sleep in a wet spot.
Wow. Hey, one of those things actually happened.
Yeah, they did.
And that one does win.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I need this explanation.
Okay, so we'll multitask here. In 1,000 years, when paper money is a distant memory, blank will be our currency. Now, we were at a convention called Archon, okay? And we were, it's a big party night. Like, it's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday thing. Friday night is a good amount of partying going on. Saturday night's the big party. There's room parties. It's all kinds of shit, okay? So, Jason Heath was... we had all, you know, I'm so drunk, I don't even remember how it all went down.
All right. Domino's, Oreo, dessert, pizza, dental dams, like and eat shrimp, and crazy little thing called love.
So, one thing led to another, and Heath was left alone in our hotel room with a woman, and none of us thought anything of it because, well, it's Heath and it's a woman. Yeah. So, we're like, okay, not a big deal. Well, then we found out that Heath was trying to get laid. He even wore a blowjob or something. Why am I sticky?
That is... Wow.
If we have a blank card, what will we win this one?
You know what? Use your imaginations.
Anyway. So, we come to find out that Jason Heath and this girl played in our hotel room while we were not in there. They have to play it on the bed that me and my wife were sharing in the hotel room because it's two queen-size beds. We come back to the room, and there's a fucking wet spot on my side of the fucking bed. Apparently, she's a squirter.
I salute you.
Thank you.
All right. Why am I sticky? Fashion piece. Cute boys. Kiss with ass cancer. And Tiger Woods, nigga.
A.
What?
He said A. It's okay with an A. Isn't it?
No. Actually, yes.
Okay. Hey, if Booker T can get away with calling Hulk Hogan one, why can't we call Titan?
Hulk Hogan, we call your ass next. That's still one of my favorite interviews because that interview just totally gets so awkward afterwards.
Anyway, who's the winner, Adrian?
Kid with ass cancer.
Oh. Son of a bitch. Should have been Tiger Woods.
Why would I want to be sticky for Tiger Woods?
Why would you want to be sticky with for kids with ass cancer?
All right, that's the point. Now I wouldn't want to be sticky for any of those things.
What's making things awkward in the sauna? Hey, Heath, whose theme song was this?
That would be Keebler.
Oh, wow. He actually knew one.
Keebler. Dude, I liked Keebler because damn those legs.
Feel pretty good about this card I played.
A giant powdery man baby licking things to claim them as your own. A sausage festival and not reciprocating oral sex. Oh god.
They're all good.
Having a sausage festival in the sauna.
God, I don't know which one.
Hey, if you're in a sauna with a hot chick and she's not giving it up, just pop.
Okay, we'll go with this one.
Damn it.
If someone came up to you and just started licking things and claiming them as their own, wouldn't that be kind of creepy?
All right, I'm the cause of our show.
What's that sound?
What's that sound? Everybody let this go on back.
Wow.
Sound? Natural male husband. Getting shot of candy. Candy sex. Seppuku.
The fuck is seppuku?
It's the way that Japanese samurai committed suicide.
I thought that was Harry Carey.
Cubs win.
No, not what caused him to commit suicide.
I wonder if I go see Kid Rock this summer if he's going to play this.
All right, Jones, what's the winner here?
I'm going to say number 6.
Yes!
Cubs win! Cubs win!
Now I'm going to fuck a panda.
Hey there, Cubs fans.
All right, on the cards are... Get ready for the movie of the summer. One cop plays by the book. The other's only interested in one thing. Blank.
Why not?
Oh, God.
All right. The other's only interested in one thing. Passable transvestites. Free ice cream, yo. Soiling oneself.
Ethnic
and
cleansing.
Ethnic cleansing.
Wow.
Going for the free ice cream, yo.
That's what I thought, bitches.
I thought passable transvestites had a good shot there.
It had a good shot. Not, it doesn't beat free ice cream, yo. What's my secret power?
Too much hair gel, testicular torsion, a can of whoop ass, and flying sex snakes.
Yeah.
Testicular torsion. Want it.
All right, let me pick a card here.
Why am I broke?
Wow, there's a number of things you could put here.
So why are you broke, Adrian?
Well...
Actually, I have a good one.
All right. Why am I broke? Glory holes. Racism. Drinking alone. And Hulk Hogan. Wow. Ugh.
Oh, this is the one that was originally sung by Sherry.
Yeah.
You know, I guess, did somebody have a blank card here, I guess?
I did, but I didn't play it.
Yeah, because if you would have put Hookers and Blow, that probably would have won.
I almost fucking put that, too.
You know what? I'm broke because I'm racist. There.
Woohoo!
Damn
all
it.
All right.
I thought he would have played the Hogan one.
I thought that, when I thought racism, I was like, that sounds like something Mark Jones would play.
It's farewell address. George Washington famously warned Americans about the dangers of blank. Oh, I got a good one.
My fellow Americans.
George Washington, not Bush.
Oh.
Warned Americans the dangers of the white half of Obama, too much cocaine, explosions, and the amount of gay I am. I would be more concerned about too much cocaine.
I'm not.
God damn it.
Woohoo!
Yes!
The amount of gay I am is what I would have picked.
I'm trying to make a comeback here.
What will always get you laid? I think that might work. Wow.
Being John Malkovich, Nazis, a big black dick, or friends with benefits. What will always get you laid, Mark Jones?
I think there's one choice here.
There's only one choice, because it's the truth. And I
yeah. I just happen to have a blank card.
All right, on the cards are... MTV's newest reality show features 8 washed-up celebrities living with blank.
It's the Book of Man, all.
I've got that on here somewhere.
Already in Booker D?
Yeah.
Inside.
I thought I did.
Okay, MTV's new reality show features 8 washed-up celebrities living with Genghis Khan, a salty surprise, elderly Japanese men, or Jake and Ilario. You know what? I think it's going to have to be Jake and Ilario.
Poor washed-up celebrities.
I know.
I don't have Booker T and RVD on here. I thought I did.
What helps Obama unwind?
BMX is the czar.
What's the last one had a blank card? That's a good idea, sir.
I haven't had a blank card yet still, which sucks.
Yeah, I haven't had a blank card.
I've had 2.
What helps Obama unwind? Incest. Being paralyzed from the neck down. Grave robbing or cockfights.
Wow.
That, wow.
This is all sorts of wrong.
Apparently incest.
Woohoo! Alright. Do the do with our most extreme flavor yet. Get ready for Mountain Dew Blank.
Alright, let's hope that works.
How much longer you want to go here, Jason?
Oh, I don't care.
Quit in 11:40?
Sure.
Okay, so 8 minutes. All right. Mountain Dew, embryonic stem cells. Mountain Dew, shapes and colors. Mountain Dew, Jufros. And Mountain Dew, Centaurs. Wow. Mountain Dew Jufros.
Damn it.
Yeah. Next from J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter and the Chambers of Blink.
Chamber of poorly timed
Holocaust jokes. My boyfriend's stupid penis. Heath Ledger in hormone injections.
Wow, they're all stupid. So Heath Ledger, oh, awesome.
Poorly timed Holocaust jokes.
So Heath Ledger, you have Heath Ledger from Night's Tale. Heath Ledger from Dark Knight. I mean, come on.
All right, Jones, you're the czar.
Patients present with blank, likely result of. Like, this is soup. Patient presents with running accidents. Like the influence of going to school, going to high school, eating on ketamine. Fat, fast, little play. Taste of the...
Yikes.
Other ground railroad. D.F. Chang himself. The miracle of childbirth. You get that.
Wow.
Yikes. Half-ass foreplay. A face full of horse gum.
All right, on the cards are. Blank. That's how I want to die. And by all means, try to play up to my...
All right. A whole new kind of porn. That's how I want to die. Cuddling. That's how I want to die. Getting caught by the police and going to jail. That's how I want to die. Smothered by boobs. That's how I want to die. I wonder which one. Smothered by boobs.
Another blank card you got there?
It was another blank card.
Yes, it was.
I don't know why I'm getting them all. I'm sorry, Mrs. Chen, but there's nothing we could do. At 4:15 this morning, your son succumbed to blank.
Sure, why not?
Okay. Robert Downey Jr. scouting daddy issues and a pale fuel vision quest. At 4:15 this morning, your son succumbed to Robert Downey Jr.
At 4:15 this morning, your son succumbed to the peyote fuel vision quest. Ah, Robert Downey Jr. wins.
Alternative medicine is now embracing the curative powers of blank.
Thanks, Freedom Form, Jason. I'm not capable of doing that myself.
Yeah, no problem, Bob.
Dick.
Eat me.
Alternative medicine is now embracing the curative powers of roofies, goats eating coins, and it's definitely not the black half of Barack Obama, or flesh-eating bacteria. You know what? The curative power of roofies... the winner.
Yay!
You can't run, but you can never hide.
You won't believe these 15 hilarious blank bloopers.
Ways get our mind. We're not the Mounties. We're handsome, we're brave, we're strong. We're not the Mounties. You cannot run. But you can never hide when I'm from you. Okay, these 15 hilarious Gogurt bloopers, Oompa Loompa bloopers, Friendly Fire, and Praying the Gay Away. Really? That's the best you guys could do?
I would like
to watch. I got sucky-ass cards.
I would like to watch 15 hilarious Oompa Loompa bloopers, because midget bloopers are the best.
They kind of are. It's kind of like midget porn.
That's not mine, but... I'm in last place, so I don't give two shits.
What was yours?
Gogurt, because I had a bunch of shitty cards.
You and Mark Jones are tied. What are my parents hiding from me?
What are your parents hiding from you, Mark Jones?
I can't hear Mark Jones most time on this.
Well, I'm not touching. So I think something's going on with this microphone or something. Well, I turned you way up, so yeah, I can hear you now, but it's because I have turned you way up.
Okay. Yeah. What are my parents hiding from me? This is a coming birthday party. Rest in the standards of duty. Keeping pricey Christmas.
Surprise
steps. Ew. Yeah, I'm gonna go with this one. What's your note? Make sure you know. Ugh. I hope they keep hiding that from me. Surprise us.
Alright, so this will be the last one here, I think.
I'm the card czar. What never fails to liven up the party?
I got a bunch of shit to play, so.
Oh, you know, real quick. One thing I want to talk about on Monday Night Raw. Booker T, when he made it. Okay. What never fails to liven up the party? Heath.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. When you fart and a little bit comes out. The Milkman, or multiple stab wounds. Wow.
Get to the top.
Do it now.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And I'm in last.
He never fails to liven up the party.
With that being said, it looks like yours is truly is the winner. If you had to describe me, the cards are using only one of the cards in your hand. Which would it be?
Oh, I wish I had a blank card for this one.
I don't have anything good.
But I'll use this.
Yeah, I don't have anything for this either.
Well, but it's a good thing we
I have a
time.
Good one.
Well, right, but we've got to call quits.
Nope. Already closed out. So, all right, Jason, go on what you were going to say.
Anyway, so Booker T and May, they were talking about
this
Neville.
This was going to be one of what stinks for the
this
week,
was going to be mine as well. Booker T was saying that Adrian Neville was the man that gravity forgot. And then they were talking about Owen Hart. And he made the comment about he was...
First they were talking about King of the Rings that were high flyers. There's never been a real high-flying King of the Ring.
Right. They're still not.
And, and Owen Hart. I think it was JBL brought up Owen Hart. It's like, well, Owen Hart was kind of a high flyer. And then Booker T says...
That he, the gravity didn't forget about him, or something along the lines
no,
of that.
No, they didn't. No, he's not wrong. But oh my god!
I don't
god.
Think he. Okay, if you had to describe using oil, which would it be? Menstruation, oil, or teaching a girl how to hand job the penis? Wow. Anyway, that was taken completely out of context. It was like,
but it was not the right thing to say at all.
It was taken out of context. That's not what he meant.
But
he meant
that's kind of how it sounded the way you said it, though.
Yeah, you're screaming at us. But it's not what was meant. That's my only problem.
Yeah. It's like, what about Owen Hart? Yeah, gravity definitely did forget about him. Did you hear how awkward it got on the commentary there for a minute after that?
No.
Yeah, if you watch that, just watch that after that for a minute, because it gets a little awkward.
Oh, does it really?
Yeah, I think it does.
I just thought it was a little too...
Granted, I'm with you. I don't think that's how he didn't think about what he was saying, but oh my god, that's...
I don't think it was so much that, gravity didn't forget him because he plunged to his death. It was he wasn't as much of a high flyer as Neville was.
Well, I understand that was the intent it's going for, but given the matter of which Owen Hart fell to his death. I mean, there really wasn't any.
Yeah.
That was fucked up.
Yeah. It was just bad timing.
Well, that was fun, guys.
Well, yeah, we didn't. We did talk about wrestling a little bit.
I wasn't looking forward to the show, but Mark Jones had a good idea. Let's play Cards Against Humanity. I'm like, all right, why not? So
next week we'll be doing our preview probably for Payback, since it's only going to be a week away at that point.
Ugh, God, I don't want to watch this fucking pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And also don't forget, next week is Mother's Day.
Oh, I got our go-home song for next week already.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do. Anyway... go to our website, pwpop.com. Check out all our wonderful shows. Like us on Facebook. Subscribe to us on iTunes. We're now on the Twitter at the Hour Bomb. You can send us an email at thehourbomb@gmail.com. You can send us messages. Don't forget to use TuneIn Radio and type in PW Pop. See what you find on there.
Remember, loves to get pictures of other dudes' asses and balls.
No, I don't.
Yes, and actually, I can give you his phone number, and you can text those to him.
Dude, you do that, I will cut a bitch.
So you'll cut Adrian?
No, I think...
His phone number is 3... Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Mark Jones, thanks for joining us on this fun-filled episode.
Yes. I got nothing else. I mean... I really don't. So, let's see here. What do we need to do? Oh, yeah, we'll do... Once again, I am your host, the illustrious Jason Albert, saying adios, motherfuckers. Time to go kiss some kiss some hands and shake some babies.
The big bad booty daddy!
The big Adrian Mansers goes to find his smile again.
And the jizz mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
And... The one, the only, thank God, Oklahoma Tootsie Roll Jones. So, what? I don't even know what song I have booted up. Do I have a song booted up? I don't think I have a song booted up. I do not have a song ready to go. I know what song I was wanting.
What song is that, Jason?
We're going to do a little bit of some Kid Rock.
Okay.
So, a little bit of Lonely Road of Faith. So, we... Jesus Christ, quit trying to deep throat your microphone, Mark. We will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been...
Our bombed. Toodles.
What? That wasn't even lively.
Not feeling it.
Yeah.
Toodles.
Up and down that lonely road of faith, I have been there, unprepared for the storms and the tide ride. I've realized one thing, how much I love you. It hurts to see you cry. It hurts to see